This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. This weekend on Inside Appalachia, we're featuring a special report by the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting about a controversial pastor and state lawmaker in Kentucky, Danny Ray Johnson. The report revealed some unsettling facts about Johnson's personal life. Reporter R.G. Dunlop reports in this excerpt about the religious background and claims made by Johnson, who nicknamed himself the Pope.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
This is a video of the Heart of Fire Church Gun Choir. It's one of the church's more unconventional elements. The video, featured on guns.com, shows Danny Ray Johnson in the church, clustered in front of a large cross with about a dozen other people. They're singing and holding rifles, pistols, and revolvers. One woman has a Bible. Johnson has on a black leather vest with an American flag. He's also wearing two crosses and a cap that says Pope. He has three large silver rings on his right hand, and in it, he's gripping what appears to be an assault rifle. TheGuns.com article says if you're a tattooed, sunburned, gun-toting, leather-wearing biker, you might not be greeted warmly at a regular church, but you're definitely welcome at Heart of Fire. That come-as-you-are philosophy is appealing to a lot of the church's members, like Cliff Richmond, a biker who used to be a regular at Heart of Fire.
It was good stuff. I thought he was doing a really good thing. I thought that he was taking a lot of people that normally wouldn't go to church and getting them to church, which was an awesome thing. But I didn't realize how backwards he was.
Most professional religious leaders have some formal training. Johnson says he does too. In his official biography with the Kentucky State Legislature, Johnson says he has a Ph.D. in theology. He's testified under oath that he has a doctorate of divinity. But as we found out last chapter, you can't take anything Danny Ray Johnson says at face value, especially things he says about himself. So we called the school where he says he got his advanced theological training.
I found two files.
This is Susan Schneider. She works at Kingsway University and Theological Seminary in Des Moines, Iowa. She found Johnson's file and says he did take some classes there, but
there is no record of him receiving an honorary or an earned doctorate degree from us here.
We do know that Johnson did ministry in Louisiana and Louisville for a few years. Then he took his show on the road. Johnson says on his church's website that he spent the late 1980s and early 1990s working in California. He also went on mission trips to South America. That's where he says he healed the sick and even raised the dead. As evidence of these miracles, he cites a letter written in June 1991 by Dr. David Fisher, pastor of Living Waters Church in Pasadena, California. It opens with, "Dear Pastor," but doesn't name anyone specific. It reads kind of like a generic resume booster. The letter says that during a trip to Venezuela, Johnson placed his fingers in the ears of a man who had been deaf since birth. The man was instantly healed. It also describes another miraculous event, this time in Colombia. Fisher says Johnson approached a dead woman, with a crowd of 7,000 people watching. The letter describes the woman's skin as lifeless and says it looked like rubber with a darkness under it. She was slumped over in a chair. Danny Ray Johnson lifted her out of it. We'll read you the next part of the letter word for word. Quote, "He spoke to death and commanded it to leave. Then Danny spoke life to her and she took a breath and another breath. She was raised from the dead." Dr. David Fisher, the pastor who wrote the letter, refused to be interviewed on tape. He said in an email that he did not personally witness any of the events his letter describes. Fisher said he got the story from other pastors who told him about it later. He won't say for sure that Danny Ray Johnson raised a woman from the dead in front of thousands of people, but he says it may have happened. Just to be clear, a nonprofit church can't legally support or oppose a political candidate. For Johnson, breaking this law wasn't just a one-time thing. We talked to people who've attended Sunday services at Heart of Fire who said Johnson regularly pushed Trump from the pulpit.
If you were not on the Trump train, you were going to get run over by it. And that's another thing that I thought wasn't quite right. It didn't sit right with me that when I'm going to church, I didn't expect to feel alienated because of any political affiliations.
That's Jennifer Stepp. You heard from her in the first chapter. She's the one who was kicked off the ballot last year before Johnson was chosen to run for the 49th House District seat. Stepp and her daughter used to worship at Heart of Fire Church. She says there's a lot more to the church than Sunday services, like weekend parties.
I was like, oh, wow. I've never seen this at a church before, so it was very different. Sometimes they were getting tattoos there. There I've seen people that would flash the Pope.
What do you mean?
Expose their breast. Like they'd say, instead of saying it's your birthday, it'd be like it's your boob day, you know. So I can't say I've ever seen him grope a boob, but maybe a butt.
The parties happen in an adjacent fellowship hall called the Pope's House. We went by to check it out. We pulled into the parking lot on a summer Saturday afternoon. The Johnsons were hosting a memorial ride and fundraiser for the family of a local man who'd recently died in a motorcycle crash.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, buddy.
The Pope's house is a log building with neon signs, beer ads on the door, and designated parking for motorcycles. It's just across the driveway from the more traditional worship hall, but it appears to draw much larger crowds. Inside, the walls are lined with motorcycle memorabilia, beer posters, and Confederate flags. There's a clawfoot bathtub full of ice and canned beer, a shelf full of Trump hats and stickers.
How you doing?
Ah, good.
How'd you get a beer?
Ticket's over there.
You get a ticket over there first? You buy a ticket and then we just give it to you? How much is a beer?
$2?
$2.
Danny Ray Johnson is on a stage across the room, auctioning off a gift card for a local tattoo shop. We lean against the bar talking to Charlie, the bartender.
We have a magnificent minister. His name is Bishop Dan Johnson. His nickname is the Pope.
Before long, the Pope's wife, Rebecca Johnson, walks over. She says the church is doing good work, and she thinks we're there to criticize it.
We already know. We already know.
We know what you're going to do, and you know what? You're going to have blood on your hands if you do that. I'm just telling you right now, it's the word of the Lord.
Okay.
You're going to hurt innocent people because you want to smear my husband, and it really upsets me.
Then she points us to the door, and we leave.
We'll see you Sunday.
That was R.G. Dunlop from the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting. His series called The Pope's Long Con, a deep look into the life of Danny Ray Johnson, is featured in this weekend's Inside Appalachia. To hear more, tune in Sunday morning at 7 or Sunday evening at 6, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. This week's encore broadcast, Mountain Stage, celebrates the program's 900th episode. Our song of the week is the best-known hit by the hardest of hardcore troubadours, Steve Earle. Here's Earle with his band, The Dukes, performing 1988's Copperhead Road.
One, two, three, five.
Johnny, Johnny Pettimore. Seen my daddy and his daddy before. How did it so granddaddy out here? Only come a ten about twice a year. Buy a 100 pennies, it's a couple of mine. Every money knew he made moonshine. Now the revenue man on the granddaddy bed. Had a bottle of everything he had. For my time that I've been told, never come back from Copperhead Road. Now daddy run a whiskey and a bib like that. Morning auction to Mason Light. In the ship, painted on the side. Shot a coat of primer and I looked inside. Well, him and my uncle threw the engine down. I still remember that rumbling sound. And the ship come around the middle of the night. Heard mama crying, son wasn't right. Sitting down in the office with a wheat and blue. Smell the whiskey burning our Camarero.
With his band The Dukes performing 1988's Copperhead Road. To hear this performance and more, tune in Friday and Saturday nights at 8 right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Molly Bourne, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.